Fania.
Hi, Mike Jensen.
How's it going?
Oh, it's just fine. I got kids playing, so you might hear a little bit of that in the background, but we're doing good.
Well,
we've been
joyous.
Home, you know? And now we're home for the holidays.
Is school done for the holidays?
It is. Everybody's off this week. It's been, you know, we were off last week because of sickness. And
right.
I'm just going to say it. I'm over being around them.
That makes sense. It's a lot of, you know, being around anyone for periods of time can be a lot. But like, yeah. There's a lot of there's so much energy with kids. Like kids are just like... every kid I think of, I just think of the Caitlyn character that Amy Poehler plays on Saturday Night Live. I was just quoting that last night because
yes.
I was obsessed with that character.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love her so much. She's like, Rick. and that's just like, kids are just, you know, there's a lot of energy
and
there. So
the
I get
other
it.
Thing is, there's a lot of like intense emotion. And I don't ever want to discount any feelings, but there's a point where you have to, we have to move on. You know, we can't just continue in the throes of passion, dare I say.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to know at what point it's kind of, I don't want to say, I always use the word funny when things aren't at all funny. But like I saw a movie last night that was all about like mental health, and it's sort of what inspired me for what we're going to be talking about a little bit later. And I can't imagine as a parent like knowing how much to be like, I see your feelings.
Yeah.
I acknowledge your feelings. You get to feel your feelings, but also be like, we have to move on, or we have to like, is this an actual issue, or can we like move on and live our lives?
No, this is a constant battle I have inside my head, because I obviously don't want to negate feelings. I want them to be allowed. But like yesterday I was like, you have to stop. You have to stop right now. That's what I said. Because
uh-huh.
It had been all day and we were in public, and I'm just like, I couldn't do it. I also, you know, yes, they're little tiny human beings and their brains are not developed yet, and they won't be until they're in their 20s. But like, there is a point where I do think, okay, so I'm very loving, you know, I'm like always listening and open and allow them to have their space to feel things and whatever. But like, I still want them to be like a good employee someday. You know, you can't
right.
just have your fucking feelings all the time. I'm so sorry. Of course you can. But you know what I mean? Like, there is a point where we have to get and we have to be respectful for other people. Like, that's another thing that I, you know, yes, your feelings are important, but read the room. Uh-huh. You know, sometimes.
Yeah.
And they're little.
Once
so
again,
you can't, but you
not,
know.
Yeah. Not a parent, and like, can't imagine how hard it must be, but yeah, you're like training humans. You're like,
exactly.
Trying to get humans at a certain age to know that, like, this is how you can behave, and this is how, you know, the phrase like, feelings aren't facts and feelings aren't forever, and like, how to establish that in like a young brain with it, you know,
that's good. I'm writing that down.
Feelings aren't facts and they aren't forever. But like, I'm a grown up. I'm an old man. I'm just kidding, kind of. And I still have moments where I'm like, this is the rest of my life. You know, like, it's hard. It's hard. And so like, how do you instill that in a 5-year-old, you know?
I know. I guess you just keep saying it, I suppose. And yeah, it's tough. It's tough because I feel like I find myself just at a loss of just like staring at him and being like, okay... I'm here if you need a hug. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. It is the week of Thanksgiving, though, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
I was going to say, this will be coming out on Thanksgiving. So we probably will make this kind of a shorter one because everyone has their Thanksgiving stuff to do. I've literally so I'm having people over to my place for Thanksgiving.
So proud of you.
An array of friends. Yeah.
So excited. It'll be fun.
It's kind of a bigger crowd than we had last year. So I don't know. I don't know that we're all going to fit at the table, but we'll make it work. And so I put myself, because it's going to be here, I was like, well, I'll take care of the turkey. And here's the thing. I've cooked a turkey a couple of times, and I will say the first time that I cooked it was when I was still living in Atlanta. I literally, like, the night before, like, threw it in the oven, didn't do anything to it, didn't even realize you're supposed to, like, take the like, there were like bags of like the gizzards or whatever that I didn't
take
out of the turkey. Like, just cooked it. Honestly turned out fine. Like, it was a fine turkey, and I've made a couple since then. I've never done anything, but this year I'm like I'm gonna make the best turkey. So I've been doing so much research as far as like,
are you brining?
Like, I'm gonna brine.
Good.
I'm gonna do a dry brine.
Awesome.
Which
I
you
love
have
that.
To do like several hours ahead, up to like so I'm probably gonna brine it the night before and then put it back in the fridge. And then like, I bought the turkey yesterday because you have to like have it in the fridge for a certain number of days to thaw, and then you have to like temper it.
And make sure it thaws, man, because sometimes in the fridge it won't thaw.
Well, it says to give it 3 to 4 days for the size of turkey that I got. I'm giving it exactly 3 days, which makes me a tiny bit nervous that I wish that, like, I would have bought it the day before. But yeah. I'm think it's going to be fine. But it is a little, you know, it's a little nerve-wracking. Like, I will be a little bit nervous on Thanksgiving until the turkey's done.
Yeah. You know? Well, we've made a bunch. Adam made something. I don't know what he did last year. So if you need any advice, like, he's made it a lot. I love everything but turkey, to be honest. To eat, I love it, but I like the look of it and I like the smell of it, and I'll have a tiny piece. It's good.
Well, and I'm trying to, like there's even this thing where you cut an apple. Like, I'm gonna, like, stuff the neck, like, you do, like, aromatics and onion and all that stuff. And
Mike,
so
it's going to be wonderful. It just have positive. Right. I believe in you. I absolutely believe
in you. I'm a little bit nervous. Yeah. It's gonna be good though. Hey, this is so random. Did your vacuum get fixed?
No, not yet. I did all the things. I, like, washed the things that you told me. I think the next thing is buying a new battery. So we'll try that.
Okay.
And then
they're not super expensive.
That's good. Yeah. I'll do that next. And I think they're actually even at Target, like all the stuff you can get. So no, not yet. But I have faith, I think. I don't know. See, that's another thing, Mike. I'm just like, everything's wrong and everything sucks. But I'm really getting out of it. We all feel, I think, better today. Oh, God help us. God help us all. God help all of y'all. And I went grocery shopping this morning, and I went to Starbucks. Nope. I went to Trader Joe's, which is, with everybody sick, you know, they don't deliver that. So, and that's what I needed. Anyways, I did a huge, it was so busy. Oh my God, you guys. Apparently today is one of the busiest grocery shopping days. It's the day before. Because I guess tomorrow, if you don't have your shit, then you probably aren't going to get your shit. So, oopsie. I mean, that would be yesterday for you if you're listening to this on Thursday. I was able to just stock up, which was great. And I love. Yeah. I love all the fun things at Trader Joe's. You know what they have? They had a pre-made cranberry and orange peel sauce that's in, like, the cold section by the hummus. I'm telling you, it looks amazing.
Interesting. You know, I have not been to a Trader Joe's since the pandemic.
Why?
Because there isn't one near me. Like, I used to have, like, a Monday ritual that I would take the train and I would go to the one. There are a couple on the Upper West Side, but there's one that I would go to, and I would do, like, my shopping for the week every Monday. And then when pandemic happened, and I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense anymore. I'm just going to go to, like, my local grocery stores.
Yeah.
And then by the time that it all came out, I was like, I'm spending, like, an hour a week in a commute.
Yeah.
Like, I might as well just walk to the grocery store literally 2 blocks from my apartment. Or there's one that's, like, half a block from my apartment.
Well, if there's anybody from who's coming to your party, make them pick up a couple fun things, because they have, like, all sorts of fun. They have fun seltzers there right now that you could,
you know, my friend who is coming, the friend who at any moment now I might have to pause because they're coming to stay for the week, but you know he works at Trader
Joe's. That's right.
Yeah.
So. Oh my God. Well, I'm very jealous. I wish I could be with you, but yeah, I'm really happy you're going to your friends, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we are. We're going to my friend Nick and Shelley's, and we're going to, you know, do all the things. I'm making the delicious sweet potatoes that we made with you once before.
Fun.
And I'm doing this layered salad that my mom makes that is so church lady, but I love it. I even got, like, one of those trifle, like, glass containers, and you layer it. It's got, like, I'm pretty sure it's, like, iceberg lettuce, really chopped up cauliflower. I think I want to say carrots, peas, onions, bacon. And then on the top, you mix together basically sugar with mayonnaise. You make a homemade ranch type dressing.
Gotcha.
It is. Oh, and cheese. There's cheese on there, too. It's so good.
Of course.
I love it. So I'm making that.
I don't think I've ever had that before.
Mike, I'm going to make it for you. It's so good. I mean, give me some salad with some sugar on it. Hell yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Right? Sounds good. I also, really quickly, we have to talk very quickly because, once again, I listened to your other podcast today as
I was getting ready.
I was obsessed with The House of
Me
Yes.
Me too. I really was.
You covered that.
Yeah.
I've seen it so many times. I think that I only own it on VHS. Like, I still have it on tape.
Yeah.
But, like, we watched it during, like, pandemic era when we were having movie night. Like, we
really
put it in. It's very strange to watch it now, all these years later, because it's really messed up. Like, it's a really, really, like,
I think the same thing. I just did a rewatch and I was like, how was I so amazingly cool and thought it was so amazingly edgy where there's two siblings, like, absolutely fornicating with each other? Yeah. It was, but like, yeah, no, I know what you mean. I keep, my brain kept going, how was I so like, this is so fucking cool. But it is. But it was like, it's really, really cool.
It's really, really cool. And it came out, I feel like it came out the same year as Waiting for Guffman. Like, it was the big, like, Parker Posey.
Yes. And she won, like, a special acting award for Sundance, I think, for this performance. Yeah. And then also, I think Tori Spelling got a Razzie for her performance.
Yeah, probably. You know, Tori Spelling, you know, that was sort of in her era. And once again, this harkens back to my friend that's coming to stay for a few days because he was in a movie with Tori Spelling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was in, oh gosh, what was that called? Trick. That movie about like the gay guys in New York trying to find a place to hook up.
That's right.
Yeah, he has a small part in that. And
that's so funny.
And, but he was sort of talking about how like she was in that moment, she had like power. Like she was a known entity, like she was a name, and she was, it's sort of her thing was like getting these little films made that like she could put her name behind, which is actually pretty cool. Like that's a pretty amazing use of your
That's cool. I never watched her reality show at all, but I did meet her husband and her ex-husband and talk to him a lot. He is yucky. Anywho, don't want to spread any ill will, but
he's pretty gross, but I was super attracted to him, which goes, really? Tells you a little bit about my taste in guys. I know it's weird. I'm super into douchebags. It's not something that I'm proud of,
but I think I'll talk about that later for my digging. Okay. No, I love that. I think I like how she seems like almost miscast, because there's a line in there where it says the mother is like, how could you bring this woman home? You know, not a girlfriend, just like a fiance. She's so anti-Jackie. So she's the exact opposite of Jackie, who plays Jackie, you know, Parker Posey. And that's true. Right. So because everybody was talking, when I looked at some of the reviews, people were talking such shit about Parker or about Tori's acting. But I'm like, she kind of is perfect for it. I think
she's made
like,
a choice.
So bad for her, you know? Yeah, uh-huh. It's true.
This was also going to be my random thing at the end, but I have a new random thing. So I'll say now that you guys talk about her working at the Donut King.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to walk by a Donut King to get to my apartment when I lived in the Bronx. Like,
did
my
you
walk from the
really?
Subway. Yeah, there was a donut. So there used to be many of them in New York City. I don't think they exist anymore.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that was definitely a thing
when I first moved
to New York.
He's like, I met her at the Donut King. She smells like powdered sugar. I think that's
really
cute.
But then really I love Parker. It was like, are we entertaining royalty?
Yeah. Oh my God. There's so many small, delicious lines in there.
It's so good.
It's very,
so good.
It's very witty. So yeah. You can get it on Prime. You can rent it. I rented it for $3.99 because I was like, I know I have the DVD somewhere. I just can't find it.
So. If you're into super, super dark comedy.
Oh yeah. Real fucked up.
But it's funny. Like once again, it's funny. There's some good one-liners in there.
Yeah. Agreed.
So anyways, what's going on? What are you digging this week? Anything in particular?
I have to echo something that Avrin had mentioned that she was her thing she loved.
Okay.
So it's called La Pichun. I think it means the peach, but it's on HBO Max and it's a reality show, but it's about these four people who bought/are running Julia, I am obsessed with, I've just realized this. I don't know what kind of person this makes me, but Julia Child's old home in France. Her and her husband had this house in France that's this like cool house. It's not huge. I think it's near Nice. I'm not exactly sure where it's at. But the point is they are chefs and they're teaching people how to cook. So, and it's like a breakfast, they sleep there too. So you get, I think there's only like four or five rooms and they have people come stay and each episode they're sort of teaching them really cool technique and also like there's no recipes. I'm really in love with this show. It's exactly what I need to feel light and good. You know, some when things are dark, this is a good one.
Yeah.
I highly recommend it. And I love food.
Cool.
I just like and yeah. I mean I really want to go to France. I've never been. I want to go. I want to eat the food. I want to eat the cheese. All of it.
Yeah. I'm told that if I go to France, I can do... I have a friend who can't do the dairy or the gluten, but she couldn't in France. She was like, I just had to eat the gluten. Because you can't avoid both things. You have to like sort of like choose your allergy.
Oh, God.
But I guess that I would just eat a lot of cheese and meat, I guess, if I was in...
Yeah. And maybe, you know, Avrin is actually going to go to France in the spring, I think. And she also has the gluten thing as well as you. And someone told her that, like, it's not as bad there with the reaction. But we'll see, you know. She'll be our tester. and then we'll see how you go. But the show is just great. It makes you want to eat. I made an omelet this morning like Julia Childs. I was very proud of myself. And then the other thing that I'm sort of digging, it's not my... La Patroon is my number one. But the other thing is, Adam and I watched the AMAs last night. And I just, you know, there were some awkward bits, but I had a lot of fun. And what I was going to say is, oh God, what's his name? Jack Harlow.
Oh, yeah,
I get it. I get your attraction to him. He's not like douchebaggy, but he's like kind of like dumb guy-y looking. But because he was so good on SNL.
Which is not usually my thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. You like more of like a, I'm going to be really bad to you kind of guy.
No, I like to, if I'm like, it seems like you would treat me badly. Like that's sort of my vibe. Yeah. It's not great.
But I enjoyed it. There were some weird moments for sure. Just awkward like live TV. And I didn't really realize the AMAs are all audience chosen.
Yeah, I don't think that I did either. I haven't watched them. I forgot to record them. I guess they're on like Hulu now. So I guess I can watch it.
That's where we watch it. You should watch, Mike. There's some definitely like... some really inspiring performances and some crazy performances. And then some of the, you know, the newcomers that you had no idea who, you will see their faces to their names. And there was a lot of, you know, simulating sex. And then what else was, oh God, I forget his name, but he's a Broadway guy. And he did a monologue, but he sang it in the beginning. Oh my God, what is his name? He's also on Dancing with the Stars this season. Well, I'll figure that out while you tell me about what are you digging this week?
Gotcha. So first of all, I feel like I do need to issue a correction.
Okay.
Because I had heard of one Best New Artist because they'd been on SNL. And I'm going to say it wrong now, but it's like Manskin, something like that. They were like the Eurovision.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did later, I was like, okay, I do know who that is just from their SNL performance. Because I remember like liking them.
Yeah. I don't remember them, but I just remember looking at the name yesterday as we were watching, and I'm like, Meniskin.
Yeah,
it makes
like
me
that.
Think of like foreskin.
Yeah.
So that's where I was at with that.
I like it.
Wayne Brady.
Yes,
and he has
gotcha.
An amazing voice, but like the sound was a little off. So like the musicians were lower than his. Anyways, it's hard to produce live TV, I'm sure, but
yeah,
at that scale. So, but it was fun.
So mine, I have two that I just have to talk about real fast because two of my favorite series came back, and I might have already texted you about this, but Dead to Me is back for its third and final season, and I'm a few episodes in, and I love it so much, and I love both of those actresses so much, and like... Yeah, and James Martin, like just the cast is so wonderful, and I'm so happy to have them back, and I'm really happy that they're gonna go out on their own terms. Like, I'm really glad that like they're giving it a third and final season, and not every show needs to be 10 seasons. I feel like some things should be 3 seasons, and this feels like 100%. the proper. Yeah, so I'm super excited. I will also say, have you watched any of the new Big Mouth?
No, I haven't. Is it good?
I think it's so good, Vanya.
Okay.
It's so good. It blows my mind. Like, it's so funny. And I feel like we've talked about it here as well. It's so dirty. Like,
I know.
Once again, a warning. Unless you're into... It's the filthiest thing that's ever been on television in the history of television.
I think that's the thing. You want to know what's so funny? Is my sister texted me and she's like, hey, what do you think about Hannah watching Big Mouth? I'm like, well, it's... I was like, because I don't know where they stand, you know? She's 12.
Right.
No, sorry. She's 13 or 14. Oh my God, I'm the worst. I think she's 13. Anyways, but she's not like young,
right.
But she's still pretty young. And I was like, well, I don't know. It's pretty bad. There's like a kid who like fucks his pillow a lot. And it's just like, it's like everything is about, you know, sex and coming of age. I mean, it's the grossest.
The pillow gets pregnant. Like, it's so filthy. It's like the filthiest.
And she was like,
but it's so funny.
She was like, well, we don't let her watch South Park. Is it like that? I'm like, worse. It's worse than South Park. So yeah, you probably don't. She was like, oh. I'm like, yeah, you don't watch that. Don't let her watch it.
But for those that are into it, like, oh my gosh, it's so funny. It's just so smart. Like, it's so smart and so funny. So I'm really happy about both of those. But the thing that is getting my number one slot, and I should also just say that we've reached the time of year that this might just become like Mike's movie of the week.
Right.
Because all my movies are coming out. I got to see She Said in the movie theater.
Okay. So I read on the Hollywood Reporter, it was like, didn't make as much money as they wanted or whatever.
No, it didn't do well. And it's really really hard because I think it's brilliant. I loved it so much. I was worried because to me, the trailer played a little on the nose.
Okay.
And I was kind of like, and now there's nothing wrong with that. Like, it's a serious topic. Like, I want it to be handled seriously, but like done well. It's sort of my same feeling with Till going into it that I was like,
right.
I need this to be right. I thought it was so good. It didn't make very much money. And it's hard because we just live in a world right now where average adults don't go to the movies.
Right.
Like, yeah. I'm not your typical, you know, like, adult in this country. I don't have kids. I'm not married. Like, I can just kind of pick up and do what I want whenever I want. I think most adults stream. Like, you probably watch most of your stuff on streaming services. And, you know, I don't know if we're going to get to an era where, like, you're either a superhero film or you're a crazy, like, no-budget independent film that tries to get... And we're already kind of there. Like, there isn't a lot of in the middle anymore. Like, most things are either huge or tiny. And I don't know what the budget on She Said was. Like, I hope that they were aware that it was maybe not going to be a blockbuster. But there has to be a place for these movies. And it's so good. Like, the cast is so strong. Yeah. I thought it was so well-directed. And, you know, I throw the word important around. But, like, it's an important film. Like, it... And... The way that it's, so it does involve like three of the actresses that were part of it and in varying effects. Like there is a voice actor who plays Rose McGowan. So it's not Rose McGowan when you hear the voice. It's someone playing her, much like Trump. I'd wondered about this because Trump is a character in the film. You only hear his voice and it's the guy from Saturday Night Live who plays him right now. But he played him in the phone conversation. But then you do have Gwyneth Paltrow who lends her voice. Like she's actually acting on the phone. Like you hear her in certain moments. And then Ashley Judd plays herself and like live... Wow. On film, and it's very powerful, like, to see this woman, like, and the director said, she was like, I didn't direct Ashley Judd, I was like, this is kind of what we're going for, but, like, you're you, like, you right. Do it the way that it makes sense, and I just thought it was really powerful, and I think it's a great film, so I hope people see it. It didn't do well, it's kind of been pronounced a flop already, but I think that it can maybe be one of those films that builds and goes towards the...
I feel as like the awards they can't season call it comes a flop along. Until like it goes to the streaming services because truthfully I mean for me to go out I probably will start going to movies more once the kids are older but like I can't getting a babysitter has cost me like $200 for the night, you know, so
right.
That's why anyways I would say don't lose hope because I really want to see it and I think it's great that that they made it and I can't believe that Ashley Judd played herself. Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty spectacular. So I hope people see it. I thought it was a great film. So there you go. Anything you could do without this week?
Well, you know, I definitely could do without being sick. I feel like it's like lingering. A linger. Do you have to let it linger? Stop the cold. and then I hate organizing toys. I'm in that right now. I'm in this place where I've like made a to-do list and then I am overwhelmed by it. So that's me. I gotcha. Could do without... being discombobulated, but there's so much happening, you know, like Thanksgiving and then we're basically like running as fast as we can to the Christmas and I'm planning my sister's 40th, which I'm super excited about. So fun, but you know, there's a lot to do. It's a lot to plan.
Yeah, I guess mine, I'll do a serious one first, which is just I want to acknowledge the shooting that happened in Colorado Springs and how horrific and tragic that is. And it's really hard to even know how to talk about these kind of things, though. Yeah. I feel like the conversation has to be had of people that in order to gain power or sustain power or be elected into office, that use rhetoric, that use
it's messed up
anger and hatred. Yeah, I mean, I just think that has to be acknowledged, that if you are someone who is putting out division in the world, this is what that leads to, like dehumanizing someone else. I don't understand someone who supports Trump. Like, I don't get that, but I don't wish them harm. Like,
right.
I don't think that they're not human beings. Like, and I just think that any divide that has to do with dehumanizing someone, I don't know why we can't see how harmful that is to everybody.
I agree. I agree 100%.
So that's my super serious one. The other thing that happened this week is that my glasses broke. And so I was like, oh, that's annoying. But I'll just like, I went to the CVS Optical Center like less than a year ago. They have I'll just go there and I'll whatever. Hopefully it's not too expensive. And I'll have to send you a picture. The optical office at CVS is now the Christmas section. There's no optical. Like, it's gone.
Oh, my
God. They shut down the office. They, like, gutted it. I'm like, I don't know where my records are. Like, I don't know how I can get, like, I have no idea what to do. Like, it's so, it was this weird thing. Oh, I, like, sort God. Of wandered around the CVS. Like, did they just move it somewhere? And then I looked it on and they're like, yep, all the CVS optic, like, they're all closed. So I have no idea what to do.
That's
I will say that
so
I finally,
weird.
What it, the a lens had popped out and I finally found, like trying to find a lens for your glasses somewhere in my apartment. I finally found it today.
When you
so
need your glasses.
So it is functioning again. I know, right? Like I can't see. Yeah. So I do now at least have these glasses that are basically fixed and I have the like Warby Parker sending me whatever. So I'm going to do that whole thing where you try them on. And
oh, good.
I don't know.
It'll
so
be cute.
Hopefully I'll get some new ones anyway, but yeah, I could just do without that where I'm like, what? So you're just gone? Like no one wanted to email me. Like no one wanted to like reach
That's
out.
So
this is also the
nuts.
Same. Right. This is the same office where like, I still don't know if my driver's license is valid. Cause the woman was like, I'll call later. I'll make sure we get
oh,
your
my
eye
God,
exam
Mike.
Submitted. And they're not even, like, yeah, it's just nuts. So that's, I could do without some of that confusion there.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
There you go. Oh, Lord. So I kind of, like I said, I saw this movie last night and it just sort of got me thinking about, because we had just had the conversation last week about anxiety and
yeah.
and panic attacks and that kind of thing. And it sort of got me thinking about what we didn't talk as much about. We sort of hit on it was certain solutions. And I
sure
you can share whatever you're comfortable with. But like I've been in various therapy from like I remember going to family therapy when I was very, very young and it did not go well. we didn't stay in very long. And it honestly was kind of a negative experience. I don't know if it would have gotten better had we stuck with it. And then when I was in high school, we had like I was part of this group therapy that like you actually had like a free hour once a week that you would go and like sit with, you know, your peers and other people in your class and like sort of like have a group therapy session.
Wow.
I actually remember really like loving that and really feeling like that was really giving me something. And then, you know, I've talked about this before that as an adult, there was a period of time that I was in therapy and I probably should be, but I at the time was also on antidepressants for about a year. And I know that saved my life. Like I know that going to that therapy and I think a year into it or so, I was kind of like, all right, I think that I'm good for now and maybe we'll get back to this some other time. But I don't know. I don't know if you had any experiences that you wanted to share with that along
yeah.
those lines.
I mean, I love the idea of therapy. I love the idea of talking to somebody. And I do think it's really, really important to do if you can afford it. That's the thing, though. It is expensive.
Yeah.
When I was in New York, I found it was while I was pregnant, I think. I was basically like, I gotta get a hold of my emotions and like my panic attacks because I'm going to have a baby and I'm gonna have to get into small places with this baby. And I was just like, I gotta work through some of this. So I did. And the lady was really, she was kind of weird. But it was she was already a psychotherapist. But she was getting another accreditation, and so I could go to her for cheaper because she's, like, getting this extra whatever thing. So it was on a sliding scale, and I would pay her, like, $40 every session, which is really, like, nothing. But
right.
hardly any of insurances, like, cover – and I had no insurance back then, but, you know, cover anything. So anyways, it was – I liked it, and I didn't like it because – it was that kind of thing where they just want you to sit and talk and like, mm-hmm. you know, like they're sort of like, there's no structure. So it's like you sit, you kind of talk about, and she did a couple things where we talked about dreams and she could like interpret those. I was like, if I got bored, I would be like, I had a dream and I would just tell her about it because it was like, it just felt like nothing was happening. But I do think it was good to like, I feel like if you bring light to anything, it's going to dissipate the badness. So bringing light to something is great. What I did do, I started seeing somebody on BetterHelp during the pandemic, and that just didn't work for me. I've seen people all over the place because I'm always having these, I'm just like a full emotional person, and I just managing that is hard for me. But I'm also kind of a person who I need steps. So I got a life coach essentially. And I met her through another like career coach because the career coach was a little bit much for me. This lady was, she's not a therapist, but she did more for me than any other therapist has ever done because she kind of helped me. She was very gentle with me, but like talked to me a little more like an acting coach would in a way. So I was really speaking my language. Gotcha. And I feel like we also had a plan, which I needed. And then, okay, so I love her so much, but she was definitely not cheap, but she's worth it, worth every penny. Honestly, I'm like, I should go back to her because I'm feeling a little lost. But there is something on Netflix right now, and I haven't finished it, so I didn't want to say it was what I'm digging, but it's called Utz, but it's a different kind of, what the hell? I'm sorry. This is Netflix. It's on Netflix, and Jonah Hill directed it. It's a documentary that he directed. But he talks about how he wants to help people rather than stuts. Sorry, S-T-U-T-Z, stuts.
Gotcha.
And how this therapist is thinking in way more tangible sort of... He's like, let's make you feel better right now. What could we do today? So I really highly recommend that documentary. I've only gotten 40 minutes in, but... Point is I love therapy. I think it's good for us all to talk. I also feel like, you know, it's good to have friends and to be able to talk to friends. If you have some people you really, because just the idea of witnessing to someone in this world, like we need to hear each other and we need to feel seen and feel loved. And I think a lot of the basis of when I start to feel like I really need therapy is when I'm not feeling connection. So you could do that with a friend it depends on your level of like, extremity of depression or whatever you're dealing with. So anyways, I love it. I think it's good to go inside and look inside.
Yeah, I agree. Anything random for us? We'll wrap this up a little bit.
I my random thing is that I'm going to, much to my husband's chagrin, I'm gonna decorate for Christmas tomorrow before Thanksgiving.
And
he's like, like, can't we just wait? And I'm like, we're not having Christmas in our or Thanksgiving in our house. Let's just do it, man. So that's my random thing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try not to spend too much money, but, you know. We got a bunch of stuff, so I think we can zhuzh it up on its own.
Right. That sounds exciting. I think that's fun. I'm trying to wait until after Thanksgiving. Well, at this point, I definitely will be waiting until
Thanksgiving.
But yeah, I don't really have a choice anymore. My random thing, and like, I'll update, but like, I did my Tuesday crossword already, and I'm like 99% certain there's a mistake in it.
Oh!
And there's always that thing of like, when you're doing it, you're like, I think this is wrong. And then you kind of get to the end, you're like, oh, no, it was right. It was doing a thing. And I even like read the notes and they don't say anything about it. I'm fairly certain there's a misspell.
Oh my gosh.
So stay tuned and let's see if anything comes of it. But I literally, like, I had filled a certain thing in that made sense one way, but not the other way. And then it told me that something was off. And I'm like, well, I guess I'll change this letter. And I did. And it said I was right, but I think it's wrong.
Oh my gosh.
So there you go. That's all I'm saying. I'm waiting to see if there's going to be a scandal at the New York Times crossword department.
I can't wait. Oh my gosh.
Quick note from Mike just a few hours later. There was no mistake in the New York Times crossword puzzle. It's the New York Times crossword puzzle. They don't make mistakes. So I'll tell you what happened in the next episode. It's pretty stupid on my part. Anyway, back to the show. And I'll let y'all know next week if it... Oh, maybe not next week. I think we're going to not be here next week.
Yeah, we're taking next week off.
I'm going to be out of town. Yeah. But we will be back the week after that. For a few more weeks, and so we'll talk about our Thanksgivings then.
Yay, sounds good. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. I hope everyone is doing whatever they can to I think it's important to acknowledge gratefulness and thankfulness and you know, even in your low moments, if anyone's in a low moment, which, you know, we've all been there, it's so cliche to be like count your blessings, but it's a thing that I do try to do when things are hard, to be like, but here are the things that are good in my life, because there are many things that are good in my life. One of them being this week, a conversation that I get to have with you.
Me too. Yay!
So, yay. All right, we'll be back in 2 weeks. Okay. Hope everyone has a great time. Bye! Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at Mike and Vanya Can't Not at Gmail. We're also on Twitter. Why? No one knows, but you can follow us there at Mike and Vanya. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
People are yelling. Whatever. It's fine. It's not. It's okay. They're working.
They're okay.
You know,